Blog Talk Radio.
Concerning the times. Thank you, Elder Ramar, for unmuting me. Okay, Sunshine is first, so go ahead and we're going to get you out of the way first, Sunshine. Go on, make it quick now. Sunshine, you there?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, you're live, Sunshine. Yes, hurry up. Come on, let's do it.
Hello? Hello, Elder? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Elder. Hi. Okay.
Come on with it.
Oh.
Come on with it, Sunshine.
Okay.
Come on. All right.
Okay. Oh, Elders, what a wonderful and powerful lesson and great reminder and motivator telling us, the children of Israel, to not look towards our status dictated by the nations for us as our boundary, as a prison that we cannot climb out of, or as like some invisible limit in our skill, education, talent, and independence that we cannot cross without the help or instruction, you know, or handout from those that are oftentimes giving us things laden with diverse tricks to oppress us further, such as, you know, when we see the acres and the mule that we were handed out but never really received, or the civil rights monies that the ancestors bled and died for, and, you know, that we never received also. And in this, but in this wonderful reminder tonight, it's an opportunity of remembering who and what we are, what we are capable of, and our endless gifts, and what we were always meant to be, that can tear through any false stone or monument erected against us and our generations to come. And we, the children of Israel, who desire to follow Christ's path, and who desire to express and possess in humility the actions directed us in the Beatitudes, can now avoid those negative thoughts that have been drummed into us since the Willie Lynch days, and well beforehand for centuries, and relentlessly to this day among the Gentile tokens left about, you know, the conquered countries to celebrate our destruction. And we'll now see these thoughts that may come upon us to keep us in bond, truly unworthy, as replaceable, and our mass mindset of being in that sole ownership of the downtrodden and useless can now change to feeling as rightful and righteous masters, leaders, and judges, and princes and princesses of this world. And Israel is rulers from the meek, the poor, and the brokenhearted, that now through our prophesied calamities spread throughout the four corners of the earth have expanded and increased in ourselves, in our empathy, and in our wisdom. Of Ahia being the beaten down and forgotten by the nations, we can now empathize with others and on one accord, undivided, be a true light onto the world that will avoid the chaos and the wiles of beast and devil. And we can now understand readily that vengeance is mine, save the Lord, and through our righteous, obedient steps, guided by Christ and the Most High, the entire upside-down earth in our opposite behavior can see the manner of this peculiar people and just what truth and righteousness should look like. And by default, we'll also see the wickedness that in its nakedness revealed, and that man of sin being revealed, who has continually pitted the entire world in rages and chase against one another as used dogs in a circus ring. But they will no longer be able to, you know, hide in the shadows or devise wickedness on their beds, but they would have that light blinding them, because they're now condemned by it, by that light of Christ that's beaming
right,
to us,
you
who by grace are
chop,
his faithful.
Chop, you better hurry up.
Just saying that they will not be able to hide anymore, because our light by grace through Christ will beam on them as his righteous and faithful servants. And that's all I wanted to say, Elder.
Thank you. There she go. She was there first, so I had to bring her on, and thank you. You always come with eloquent, I would say eloquent, poignant perspectives. Sunshine. All right, let's go straight to it. Let me show you something here. Let me show you real quick. As you can see before you, here's their plan. Mark of the beast. Look at this. The World Economic Forum. Here's the conversations they're having to progress the world into the mark of the beast system. As you can see, it started off with technology for C-19. All these intertwined conversations that are being had for the future. The digital economy. The purpose of stakeholder capitalism. Digital transformation of organizations. Digital infrastructure for all. That's right. People must become product. They must be able to mark you like the products we purchase in supermarkets. Business of data. And it all started right here. I told you, this is where they began to set the infrastructure that would lead to the mark of the beast system. Go to the World Economic Forum, strategic intelligence, and they'll tell you, and guess what? They've been doing this for years. They've been doing this for years, the planning towards the mark of the beast system, bringing all power back to the ten horns, which are Rome, Europe, to bring the whole earth into a new world order that would lead to all people left as servants under Satan to fight against the Messiah. That's the end game. Andre has a comment.
Yes, sir. Big Shalom. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm blessed by the best, and his name is Ahiah. How are you?
Yes, sir. My blessed brother. By the same one. Yes, sir. I'm gonna try to keep it short and sweet. Shout out to Sunshine. She leaves no stone unturned. It's hard to go after her. It's so profound every broadcast that happens, because what I'm constantly reminded of is 2 Thessalonians, when it says the son of perdition shall be revealed. It's like every broadcast, the elders find a different way. You guys, in double honesty, you find a different way to reveal that son of perdition. And then even in this censorship society where you can be censored for revealing these things, you find a way to do it. And it's profound.
That's crazy. Reflecting,
I'm telling you, it's a blessing, because reflecting back on what Elder Lawyer, the example about the young lady in Virginia who said that she's willing to take that mark just to feed her kids. But it just shows her lack of understanding. Christ says you're error because you lack knowledge, because what the Bible says is wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy time. So if you cleave to this truth and you accept wisdom and knowledge, Solomon brings a full circle when he says, with all thy getting, you get understanding. She would actually get the understanding that this church is preparing us for these times. Your children might not even go hungry, because we're preparing for these times. It's like when Christ said, it's like Matthew 24, when Christ said, those who, if you didn't know the thief was coming, you know what I'm saying? You would be. So it's one of those things where people don't realize to their own damnation is the vanity in ourselves that hold us back from accepting this truth. There's nothing else. And like you explained, is that image that they gave to us is the vanity of ourselves. And the moment we accept that, we can overcome ourselves, admit we was lied to, admit we believed the lie, and then receive the truth. It's that simple. But the beautiful thing about the elders is, like you said, not only are we revealing the son of perdition to those who are willing to listen, to those who have an ear, we're revealing it to the next generation. So now we're in a church full of children. I see it every week at Shabbat, elders. We're in a church full of children who recognize the son of perdition when they see it. They recognize the CDC is the Center for Disease Creation. You know, so they recognize the FDA is the Fraud and Deception Association. They know these things. And it's a blessing, because had you guys not begun in 2007, well before then, to reveal the son of perdition, none of us would recognize these things. So it's double honors to the elders, but it's all praises to the Most High. Because like I said, if people accept wisdom and knowledge, they'll be stable in these times, more stable than they can imagine. And Elder Ariel just touched that on his broadcast, but it's a part of that process. So I'm going to yield right now because I'm long-winded, but bless you, Elder. I love you guys, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Andre. Let me ask you before you go. Are you on Patreon? You're still a Patreon member, right?
Oh, yeah, I know what time it is. Yes, sir. That's forever.
Okay. Did you see the three-part interview we put up where the paper interviewed the church? The sister was able to interview us?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
You seen it? Well, yes, sir. Brother, I don't know if you seen it, because I wasn't just going to be there on Patreon and not give you all something. There's an interview on Patreon, folks, of how the church began and how the Most High moved us to where we are today. You must see that on Patreon. Some of what we can say there, I don't know if it's okay to say here, but if you go to patreon.com/agathering144, you can join, even if it's for a month, to check out that interview we put up there. And you probably want to come on this Friday, because I will be here this Friday for Patreon to do some health questions with Brittany. Truman versus granddaughter, because we're going into quote unquote flu season, and brothers and sisters want to know how to really boost their immune system for what's to come up here. So this season. So
you know that's the topic.
I'll be there,
and
I'll be there on Patreon this Friday. Okay.
Yes, sir. And I'm gonna tell y'all, get on Patreon.
Yeah.
That interview with the church begun is profound. I watched it twice, and what's amazing, I'm not gonna tell it all here, but Elder tells a story in that interview about how the Most High got his attention. If you're a brother out there and you're watching now, and you're trying to decide whether you're gonna submit to the Most High or not, get on Patreon and watch that story that Elder tells in that interview, and you're gonna submit to the Most High immediately. And I'll yield with that.
All right, thank you, my brother. Bless you.
Bless you, Elder.
Tell
Bless you.
All right. Israel has a question.
Shalom, Elder.
How are you doing, Israel? Shalom.
I'm doing all right, man. Thanks for asking, man. I had something interesting to share with you. I just thought you guys would think it was interesting. I was wondering, did you know that Umar means prospering and thriving?
What you say, Umar? The word Umar?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't look that up in particular, but that's interesting that it means that.
Yeah.
All right.
When I seen it, I thought of Dr. Umar Johnson. You know, I was like, wow, that's probably why he called himself Dr. Umar.
Well, no, his father, I guess he was raised Muslim.
Oh, okay.
Raised Muslim. So Umar was really, usually it came at a time where if your father was raised Muslim, he would give you a Muslim name. We have that in North Philadelphia. He was raised about a mile away from where I live on the other side of Broad Street.
Oh.
So there's a lot of people.
Oh, okay.
There was Umar, there was Yusuf, there was all these Muslim names because his father was Muslim. See, but even though the brother's articulate, I pray that the Most High bring him to the knowledge of the truth. But you know, he was raised Muslim. He got into African spirituality, which is witchcraft. And on top of that, he has that witchcraft thing. And then he has this Muslim thing too. And one thing about him, I hope the brother come to the knowledge of the truth, that he don't realize he was raised to become, at no fault of his own, anti-Bible. So the brother has a lot of good points, but what is his purpose if he's saying he's standing for black people and all that, but he don't know the real war is being waged against Israel, right? So I just pray for the brother. I'll pray that he understand the importance of the book he's been taught to fight against. And I believe that will finally begin his journey. All right, but let's go. Anything else?
For sure. Yeah, I was going to say, man, I've been having a struggle like with submitting to the Most High. I was just listening to what the brother was just saying. It's some sinful things that I had in my heart that I wanted to fulfill, and that's kind of like holding me back. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm supposed to be doing the right thing, but, you know, it's just like, dag, man, I could have did X, Y, and Z. So it's just like, you know, kind of holding me back, you know. And I was like, you know what, let me share this with Elder. You know, I just want to see what he would say.
Well, this is what I have to say. Yeah, this is what I have to say on that.
All right.
There's no better time to do what's right than now.
Right.
Right? I mean, we all struggle with thoughts and temptation is something that started with Adam. But overall, Paul says that when I was a child, I thought like a child, but when I came of age, when I became a man, I put away childish things. And part of the, those childish things is coming of age to be able to rule yourself as a man.
Right.
Right? So there's, you know,
right.
I mean, we've all had error. We've all fell to temptation. We've all made mistakes. But it comes a time that you have to realize, think about it. We have more time behind us than we have in front of us. So at the end of the day, you understand, what do you want that interaction to be before the Almighty? Because, hey, life is short. Okay? It's only a short span of existence. And the reality is, spend more time and have spent more time in the spiritual realm than the few years we have to make a mark here on earth. So what do you want to do with what do you want to do with eternity is the question.
Right.
Because we have a long time to live with what? The reward or consequences for our actions here in this short space. So that's really what it come down to, young man. I mean, your brother. I don't mean to call you young man, brother.
It's all good.
do you want to be remembered, brother? And do you want to make a mark? And if that's what you want to do, if that's between you and the Most High, if you want to be remembered for what's right and make a mark, guess what? It doesn't take much time. It's just you making that decision and saying, you know what? I don't want to be forgotten. I want to be remembered for standing for God's people. And if it means me killing a part of myself, which is my flesh, for temptation to do so, it's worth the sacrifice. Okay?
So, for sure. A round of applause. Thank you. I appreciate it, man. For
brother,
real.
It's between you and the Most High. Well, bless you, brother.
Yes,
and you can do it. It's in you. You're a son of Jacob.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome. Bless you. Mike has a comment.
Hi, Elder Ricard. This is Mika.
Oh, Mika. I'm sorry. I thought it was an E. How you doing, Mika? Sorry.
I'm doing fine.
Okay. The floor is yours, Mika.
Okay. I know I said I had a comment, but I actually have a question. I wanted to know, did you hear anything about them releasing the genetically modified mosquitoes? Because I've heard that they've released them already.
It's deep that you're talking about that. Because Elder Shapat mentioned that during the news last Sunday in the Academy. And I can't talk about it here, but there's a way. Not only can we build our immune system, but there's one particular drug that we must have in place, and we must get it immediately in all of our houses, almost immediately, and have it for worst case scenarios. Of course, I can't say it here, but Friday we're going to talk about it. You must have this in your first aid kit at all times, knowing what's released. Okay? This is what you should have and how much of it. And we'll have a doctor and all that. We'll have them in place to let people know, get it while you can get it and it's easy accessible. People are going to be coming down with all types of sicknesses that the doctors and the hospitals are not going to have the answer for. But if you have this in your cupboard, according to a doctor, there's a good chance that you'll make it through. So I'll be talking about that this coming Friday on Patreon. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. All right. So hopefully you're there, okay?
All right.
All right. Sure.
Shalom.
Shalom. Now, I know people are asking, well, Elder, why can't I say it right here? There's certain rules here that we just can't cross on this platform. So I understand what the rules are. I'm going to comply with all of YouTube's guidelines. It's fine. We have Patreon where we can discuss things, and the Academy, we can discuss things even more freely than that. So join Patreon, patreon.com/agathering144. It's a small amount. We're not even jacking up to what it could be monthly. And it helps the work because we have a lot of programs we need to put in place. And if not there, make sure you're there in the Hebrew and Bible Academy. Okay, I just went over the priesthood. And now everyone knows who the sons of Zadok are, the priesthood. They understand what the Essene records were and who are the Essenes. So I went over that last week. And yes, we're going into Christianity this week. But the following week after that, we're going to go into who is the synagogue of Satan. So you don't want to miss that. So historytimes.org, it supports the work. And you can get lessons and breakdowns that you've never heard before. And of course, right now, on these particular platforms I'm mentioning, Patreon and our Academy, we can speak unfiltered, uncensored. So do yourself a favor and join up with those two, okay? Thank you, Mika. Louise has a question.
Well, good evening, Elder Rakan. All praises to the Most High Living God.
Good evening, Louise. Bonjour.
Okay, my question was I was trying to get in touch with Patreon. I've been trying to email, but I have just gotten the connection by just listening just this moment. So yeah. Now I know how to get into Patreon. Also, you mentioned it's something we must have in our cupboard. I am not taking Academy this time, but I will be taking it the next time it comes up. I'm wondering, would I be able to get that information?
Well, sister, do me a favor and cut me off in the background. It's bad. It's bad broadcasting for me to hear myself in the background, if you don't mind.
Is this much better?
Yeah. If you join Patreon today, you'll have that information this Friday. I'm going to be on from 12 p.m. noon to 2 o'clock on Patreon with guests.
Oh.
So if you're on Patreon, you will have that particular what you would need in case something happens to know to have this. You know, you don't use it unless you need it. You have, but I can't talk about it here, but I'll tell you Friday.
I understand. But my thing is I'm trying to send it through Cash App, so I can send it through Cash App.
No. When you go on Patreon, it gives you the option on Patreon. It's only $5 to actually sign up as a member. Yeah, it's not Cash App. You must sign up as a Patreon member. So go to Patreon /agathering.
I was on Patreon last month, or was it 2 months ago? But I was getting Patreon, but then I had trouble with my card, so I was trying to get it through my Cash App.
Patreon. Yeah, you have to go to Patreon and make sure you have an account set up because really, we don't have no power on how Patreon system is set up, okay? You must do that by going to Patreon and making sure your membership is up to par and making sure whatever they're telling you to do, you must do that on your side. We have no control over that. So go to Patreon and make sure you are a Patreon member. If you have a problem with your old account, make a new account.
Okay.
With the way it... Okay, so do it that way, okay?
Okay, so it's Patreon.com/...
agathering144.
Okay, okay. I truly thank you so much, and I can't wait to get back into the Academy.
Okay, well, we'll be there when you're ready.
Okay.
But at least you got the Patreon. But please keep in mind there's so much in the Academy that, because it's about 4 or 5 hours of straight knowledge from Hebrew to
news. I've taken it twice already.
Exactly. So it's, and no lessons are the same. So I really suggest, even if people aren't on Patreon, to be in that Academy. It's the best thing going right now when it comes to information in a short amount of time. All right. And without censorship, it's really the best thing going right now.
Yes,
okay?
It is. Yes, sir. Shalom, and thank you so much. Or should I say Tawada?
Okay, Ayendaba. Someone is learning the Hebrew. Go, girl.
Okay.
All right, Shalom.
I'm getting it a little bit. Con.
Okay, Tawada, there you go. I like that. All right. All right, our people are learning that Hebrew and everything, ain't there something? Ani B. Oh, yeah, I had that Ani B jelly the other day. I made some home fries. I made some home fries, some beef sausage with some cheddar cheese and eggs. But you know, I got to do my push-ups and sit-ups. And I had that Ani B jelly on my toast with butter. I hurt the game with that, I tell you. How you doing, Ani B?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm going to call you soon and talk about how we can distribute your jelly. We're going to talk about that. Right.
I got my website set up. When you told me that, I got with one of the sisters. She does. She makes websites. I got
okay.
my website made. I'm set up, ready to go. I have been distributed into some people. I need to get with you because I have a couple of new flavors I want to come up with, but I want to speak with you first before I do it because I want to get your blessings and okay through the church.
Okay. Now I'll give you a call. But real quick,
okay.
Do you have labels on your jelly now?
I don't have labels on them yet. I'm working on that now as we speak.
No, hey, sister, I'm going to put it to you like it is, and I talked to some brothers about that yesterday. If we're going to do business, we're going to do it right, right? I wouldn't
gotcha.
Launch anything. I wouldn't launch anything until your packaging is right, right?
Okay,
you
got to okay.
make sure it doesn't take anything to make sure you get a regular printer and make you a label, print off your labels and stick it up on there with your ingredients and all that, right?
Okay,
so
gotcha.
If we're going to compete, we got to do it on a level of those who are actually in the market. So I don't suggest that anyone do things and then fly the plane as it goes. No.
Okay.
Don't launch anything if you got it all together. And make sure
okay.
that before you launch your webpage, that you have enough product in stock ready to go so that you're not working behind, trying to fulfill orders as it goes. Get your labels together.
Stopped.
Okay, all right. Well, get your labels together, sister. We want to see what that Ani B logo looks like, okay?
Okay.
Just do it right.
Well, you can go to
right.
my website. The logo is already there. I talked to somebody about the labels. They just go on your lid. I just have to get with somebody for the ingredients ones now.
Okay.
And I've been trying
okay.
to get with something
okay.
for that one.
Now, I'm going to give you something. Usually, you know, when I used to work in the corporate world, they asked for ideas and all that, marketing and all that. I'm going to help you out real quick, right?
Okay.
Everyone needs a signature logo that can separate you from everyone else. And when I say this, all you got to do, I'm Annie B. All you got to do is have a queen bee, a sister with your hairstyle, but it's a bee, right? Annie
mm-hmm.
B, Annie B's jelly. And guess what? It'll be a bee, a queen bee, but it's you, a sister. So if you got your hair a certain type of way, you put that on top of that, looking cute or whatever the case is, Annie B's jelly, and use that queen bee, boom, looking like you, black, as a trademark. Get on that
okay.
now before someone's still. All right?
Okay. Now, I want you to go to my website and check it out and see what I have there now.
Right.
Do you mind if I give you what the website is?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, you can Google it. It's www, and it's all small letters, all together. AntieBSJelly.com/.
Okay. All right, there it is. Put it out there once more.
I'm up to 33 flavors now.
Go ahead, girl. And I'm going to help you out, Annie B.
Okay. Okay.
Sometimes,
now,
listen, I'm trying to help you out. Let me tell you, if you don't hear this, you're going to find yourself spent, all right? And
okay.
And not only that, the business will fail. When you're dealing with the business system, less is more. Less is more. What I would suggest is you start off with two flavors. Therefore, you don't have to spend all your money on all these different fruits and all that. And guess what? Because one fruit might become where you can't get it from a supermarket. Only have two. I'm going to tell you the two to start off with. And just focus on that. Grape and strawberry. That's it. Less is more. The more choices you put out there for people, you make it hard for them to make a decision, you won't sell nothing. Two products, and then you add as it goes. You're only one person. Believe me. Do what I'm telling you. It will prosper, and you can focus and grow from there. You don't have enough manpower to deal with 33 different flavors.
Business. I already got them made.
I understand, sister, but when you get online and you got 1,000 people wanting these different flavors at one time, we're going to do what? We're going to do the hood thing and telling people that when you go into a Jamaican store, okay, I got rice and beans, but no plantains. When I go inside a Jamaican store, I ask them what they have. I don't look at the menu because you guarantee that something on the menu is going to be out. That's not how you do business, sister. Again,
okay.
I'm going to help you out. Two flavors, less is more. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then you can always expand, but start somewhere so that you can do what? So that you can supply the demand without having all these different flavors all over the place. All right?
Okay.
I'll help you out twice. All right? All right. Let's
okay.
Just, all right.
Now, I have a comment for you. When you were talking about that castle, my niece is married to a guy that's from Ghana. It is called Elmina Castle. It's in Elmina, Cape Coast in Ghana.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's in there, and she walked around through there and was showing videos. You see the outside of the castle. It's basically all white, and it's brick floors. She said it was so thick in there that you can feel the death, you can smell the death, and you feel a sorrow as soon as you step foot on the ground. You feel the sorrow from all the slaves and the prisoners that they have there. And you go in there, and you can see it, the stains on the floor and on the wall and where people were trying to dig their way out.
Yeah,
now,
yeah, I've heard about it. I've seen it. Even Gaj and them went there. Chapat went there.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, who wants to remember that?
Yeah, it's a horrible feeling.
What I'm saying is they need to pull that thing to the ground.
Yeah.
That's what they need to do.
But see, the people over there in Ghana, they said they don't want to do that because they want to keep it as a reminder. Why would you want to keep a reminder of something so hurtful?
Listen, that's nonsense. No matter what they want to do it, that's nonsense. I couldn't imagine if it was Jews or anybody else that there will be a monument people can go to remembering what happened to their people real time with blood and ashes and everything. Who wants that crap?
Yeah, because it's hurtful. It's hurtful.
Pull that crap to the ground. Let people know that this is no representation. We're going forward from that. We're no longer reminded of that. We're charting a new direction for our people outside of this crap building that was utilized politically to enslave our people. It's the wrong message.
Okay.
It's the wrong message. They need to just pull that thing. They need to implode that thing, and no one needs to support that crap. Thank you.
All right.
Bless you.
Sawada. All right.
Beautiful.
Shalom.
I thought about it. I says, if anything, if you have that on the shores of your country as a monument, first of all, the public apology is due, even though we turned out fine anyway, God had us. But then on top of that, You understand? Not even an apology. Now you're going to financially grandize yourself and make that a tourist attraction? That's outright disrespectful. That's like us going down south with some willow trees where people hung from and say, you know what? Let me now make money off of these trees our people swung from. It's even worse than that. But I digress. Last call for this evening, and it's our last call before we break down. And thank you for all of you brothers and sisters always supporting the church. As you can see, you want to support at any time. If these lessons make anything, have done anything for you, there's many ways you can financially support our church. $GOCC144Donate, okay? You have Cash App, you can donate to us this way, and this is strictly for the public broadcast. The one under that is strictly for church members. If you're tithing or whatever the case is and don't have a place to go to tithe, that's for that. But for the broadcast, it's the top one to support this work. Also, go to gatheredofchrist.org. If you don't have Cash App, there's many ways you can support the work. We need your support. And this way we can further the work and get to other areas and set up churches to wake up our people. Also, you can go to historytimes.org to enroll. Hebrew Bible Academy, there's nothing like it on earth. Historytimes.org. Last call. Morris has a question. Yes, Morris.
I'm not going to get baptized.
You asking how can you be baptized, Mr. Morris? Exactly. What area do you live in right now, Morris?
Houston, Texas.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to let me get Maria. One sec. Okay, I have Elder Aria from Texas here. He's from Houston. Morris Baptism.
Like the gym.
Okay. How old are you if you don't mind me asking?
51.
Great. We need a brother like you. We need you.
Appreciate
all praises be to the Most High.
Yeah.
Okay, one moment. All right. Okay, I just sent that to Elder Aria. He'll be contacting you very soon.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
And bless it and come into work and welcome to the body. There's a lot of work for you, sir, and we'll be glad to meet your acquaintance. Come into the kingdom, your brother. Let's do this
appreciate
together.
It.
All right. Bless you, my brother.
Will do. All right.
All right.
Bless
you. Now, that concludes our broadcast. Next week, I'm going to have a brother Aaron on, if we can, who can give us the experience of a whole church in Georgia that was converted. They was converted, and they all together kept the Feast of Tabernacles on the outside of what was once a pagan church. The whole church converted. A brother from the Gathering of Christ Church went in, converted the whole church, and they no longer are operating under satanic paganism any longer. A whole church then turned into the doctrine for the Gathering of Christ Church. All praises be to the Most High. And I'm going to see if I can get Aaron on next week to just a few minutes to let us know what steps were taken for that transformation. Also, again, I got a personal interview that I put up there. Of course, we were interviewed by a newspaper. And it's on Patreon, three separate parts. If you'd like to see that, go to Patreon.com/agathering144. It can be seen. You have to see the testimony on Patreon initially. We're going to see eventually if, based on what the guidelines are here on YouTube, whether or not we can put it all into one down the line and edit what we can't show you here and put it on YouTube eventually. But right now, you have to see that on Patreon. With that, I'm going to say, Elder Lawyer, you good?
Yes, sir.
I thank you, Elder Lawyer, and let's keep our prayers up for Brother Dwayne and lift up the family in prayer all over the UK and the world for our brother. Dwayne, one of the twins, may the Most High keep him and protect him and heal him if it be the Most High's will, and have the Most High give strength to him and his family in such a time. A pillar in this church, make sure we lift up our prayers for his family, Elder Lawyer.
Absolutely.
And I pray that the Most High is with you all. Stay prayed up, sin not, and keep in mind the Most High is calling back Israel. Have a good night, brothers and sisters.